Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Katrina Kirkendall, and I'm coming to you with another chronicle of a favorite woman's moment. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Whew! I can happy Resurrection Day as we're coming close to an end. He died so we may live. Hallelujah on that. First of all, you know, I don't start this. First of all, this is Katrina Kirkendall. I'm coming to you again with another Chronicles. I'm going to say Comfort Gilbert, but it's actually Favorite Woman episode. And I am so excited. First of all, it's Resurrection Sunday. It can't get any better than that. Resurrection Week has been totally awesome for me. I don't know about you, but you all know that I don't start to show off without prayer. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you the honor and praise. We give you the highest praise, Lord, of hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, as I come before your throne, I'm going to put Sakina. I'm laying her down at the throne of your feet, and I am inviting your Holy Spirit to come in right now to saturate and dominate right now. Regardless of what's going on, I ask you to send your host to put, I'm dispatching the angels, Lord, to make any crooked path straight. And Lord, as we move forward today, I thank you for the guests that you have blessed me to be encountered with. Thank you for all the things that you have done in his life, in his family life, in the lives that he's touched. And as we move forward today, Lord, I thank you for the people that are designed and destined to hear this story. It's not our will, but your will be done. For our good, but yet for your glory. And it's in Jesus' name I ask and pray, amen, amen. Now, this is going to be a special treat tonight. You know how I know it's going to be a good show? And you all know how I know. Is that when my Facebook starts acting up, and that's how I know it's going to be a good show. But you know me, one monkey don't stop the show for me. So we're going to keep it moving until I can get the live back on. But I am still here on Blog Talk Radio. So those who are tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, you all know the drill. If you have a question, you can just pop on in, and then we'll put you up. So those who are still holding on to my Facebook Live, trust me, you know I don't give up. And race is not given to the swift, but the one who endures to the end. I met this gentleman actually through a mutual acquaintance. And it's interesting how when you get connected with someone, it starts off with one reason, and it ends up being the God reveals what's the purpose of the divine connection. And that was this case right here. And this brother, he hails from New York, but he's in Georgia now, and he is a totally awesome, awesome, phenomenal person. And when I say that, I'm not saying it just to say it. I just see it because he walks and talks. He doesn't just talk about it. He walks it as well. And a phenomenal encourager when it comes to kids and just people in general. But his heart and passion is with kids. And so much so, I was so impressed that I started utilizing it myself because, you know, as parents, let's face it, we live in a time now where it's just different than how when we were kids. It's just totally different. And we got to be in this space where you just have to learn to, sometimes if you don't know everything, you got to go and get help. And I am not too proud when I can get help. And I was just happy to know, as I just listened to what he was doing, how he was doing it, the impact that he had just on me, just, you know, socializing together, the passion he has for it. Because some people, they say they one thing and then they do another, but not this brother here. He just, like I said, he doesn't just walk the walk. He talks the talk as well. So I want to present to some and introduce to others Mr. Robert Green. Thank you for coming on tonight. I really appreciate you, and thank you for taking the time out. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thank you for the prayer. I definitely all need that. We definitely need that prayer.
I appreciate you being on the show today. Definitely
appreciate it.
Feeling good today.
Good. Did you enjoy your Resurrection Sunday?
I did. I did. Got some prayer this morning. Got some prayer later on this evening. So we definitely are working today. We definitely working. Definitely receiving.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. And I always believe in divine timing. I know the original time you were supposed to have been in was last month, but here you
Correct.
Are today. And I'm a firm believer that all things happen for a reason.
For a reason.
A firm believer.
Definitely does.
So, you know, if you're here at his divine time. And so I just want to start off with, let me start off with what I wrote in my thing. Communication
okay.
between a parent and child is important because it develops a relationship and creates an environment for the child to share
Correct.
Or not to share with you when they are older. And I think that's so important in this day and age. So before I even get started, I'm going to ask you three
mm-hmm.
questions.
Yes.
What do you do? No, well, who you are, what do you do? And why do you love doing what you do?
So I am Robert Green. I'm from New York, Long Island. So I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been here about 15 years now. So my business is Mental Wellness and Resources. So it's a business where the name is perfect for it. Mentoring youth and adults, wellness, teaching kids and adults how to keep their mind and soul strong and focused with workout, walking and talking. There's so many different categories we could put that into to make things work. And resources. I mean, there's people out there that can't get some food today. You know what I'm saying? So I would try to provide and do everything I can to provide food for them or shelter. If they need a place to stay, any place to go, I would provide some type of resources to help them get the shelter. You know what I'm saying? So this works perfect for me with my business. Where everything I do is what I love to do. For me, working with children and adults to get their life skills and life on point. I think it's a gift. It was one of those things where I felt like, you know, God put something, well, gave me a gift to help the community, to help life, to help people that needs it. I gravitate to everybody. The way I talk, the way the energy is, it almost comes to a point where it's like, it's supposed to be this way, you know, and it's supposed to guide them into success, supposed to guide them into out of trouble, supposed to guide them into getting to a place where they want to live, they want to survive, they want to work on their life to get better. You know, we always get to a point where we always say to each other, oh, I'm in a bad place. You're in a bad place for a few minutes, but we're never actually in a bad place. We just in a situation where we can get out of that situation. You know, so that sums it up to a point.
Well, you said something very interesting. You said quite a few things that was very interesting. You know, you said when
mm-hmm.
people are in a bad place, and
mm-hmm.
you said you're never in a bad place. Explain that to me a little bit.
So you're never in a bad place. So we look at things as bad because employment. You know what I'm saying? We're not working today, or we don't have any money, or boyfriend, husband, wife. We put ourselves in a position that we're in a bad place. We're never in a bad place. We're always in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Situation could always get out of situation. And I teach and I guide to help someone get out of a situation for themselves. You know, it's not always just me just coaching you, but I want to coach you to coach yourself to get better and to get out of a situation. The only thing about when someone is stuck or they feel like they're in a bad place, they're almost to the point where they're saying, you know what, there's no other way to go. There is always another way to go. You know what I'm saying? We just have to teach you, or we got to, in your life, teach you that you can understand that. There is a way to get out of that situation. And that's what I'm really, really big on. I'm really big on putting the ball back on your court, getting you understanding, like, hey, you know what? Situation happened. How would you get out of that situation? How would you make yourself better? And then be consistent with that so you don't have to get back in that situation again. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of work, a lot of knowledge, a lot of understanding what the willpower is, building rapport, building self-confidence, self-awareness, you know what I'm saying, and also taking that person to build to a point where he expects the unexpected. something pop off, something goes wrong, you know, it's a little wiggle room. Hey, you know what? That felt like it was something going to happen. I did this, so it didn't happen. So I won't be surprised when it does. And that's where everybody gets stuck. When something happens and it gets stuck because something happened and not prepared for that stuck when it came or that situation when it came.
I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we cook it with grief because my Facebook is not my Facebook Live is finally on. So we're on Facebook Live as well. So for those who are just tuning in, I'm just live. This is Bettina Kirkendall, and you're tuning into another Chronicles of a Favorite Woman Moment. My guest today is Mr. Robert Green, and a very, very special friend of mine. I mean, very awesome, awesome, awesome man of God. He is a man of faith, but he is a man of character. He is a man of, you know, he doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk as well. So I just want to thank him for being here with me. I don't know why my things feel like it's coming in red. Now, Rob, it's just one of those situations where the enemy is trying to be busy, and I just don't get some of the credit no more. I know what it is. Okay, now I got it. Okay, so my little dimmer light was on. I'm like, what the world going on? But everybody knows me. I don't let no monkey steal no show with me. But
Robert
Green is here with me today, and we're talking about how simple communication is key. And he was just explaining, you know, who he is and what he's all about. And so I need for those who are tuning in, let me know if you can hear him, because I want to make sure that you can hear every bit of nugget he's about to give tonight. So with that being said, you know, we talked about communication, and while communication is very important, especially when it deals with our children, because our kids, let's face it, our kids are dealing with stuff that's way over our heads, because when we were younger, we didn't have to deal with some of the stuff that they have to deal with.
Right.
Now we got to explain, you know, the racial profile. Well, it's even more evident now than it was before, the racial profile and how we need to conduct, how our kids need to conduct, especially our boys, how they need to conduct themselves. You know, so many things, sex, you know, everything is out there. But as parents, let me be the first one. You all know I'm a transparent. As parents, we tend to train our kids the way we were trained, and we're learning that sometimes we just can't do it. So let me go into, y'all know I need my glasses. Y'all already know. Let me go into this. You know, what do you define as healthy communication?
Healthy communication is definitely consistent communication. And also, you know, learning, building that rapport with that person, either his daughter, son, friend, uncle, wife, is always having communication is the key. And effective communication, because some people could talk, but really don't listen. You know what I'm saying? Really not paying attention to what they are saying or what they're doing. And it has to be consistent as usual. A lot of times we have a lot of people that would communicate, but they communicate for like 3 minutes, 1 minute, which it can work that way. But you need something to be structured. You need something to be like, you know, on point. Like, hey, this is where I want to. This is what I'm talking about. I want you to hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can we work on this? You know what I'm saying? Communication, healthy communication has to be very, very important, and it has to be consistent. We have a lot of people that doesn't really know how to communicate. They'll say things, or they do things, or they're not really participating in the communication. They just say, all right, let me just say something to her, or say something to him, and if you get it, get it. If you don't, you don't. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes we'll say, hey, did you understand what I said, or did you, is something off, or something was on? It just depends on the person you communicate is someone that definitely can help out with communication. And one thing about communication, now people don't realize, it is difficult. It is very, very difficult, especially if someone has their own way of doing things, their own vibes, their own vibe or own guide how to do things. So it's one thing you have to practice. You know, it's nothing like where somebody just pick it up and learn to communicate. You know, this thing is definitely a place where you know how to communicate with someone, and it has to be effective, and it has to be healthy, and it has to be clear in understanding what you're talking about. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you get into a communication barrier, you know, we shut down quick, or we say things we don't really mean. You know what I mean? We put things in perspective that, you know what, I said this, but I really meant that. You know what I mean? So it's always have healthy communication about what you are talking about, what you're trying to receive, and what you're trying to deliver. You know what I mean? And it has to be consistent. And it's practice. This is definitely practice. It's nothing like, you know, and it's to a point where everybody has their own different way of communicating. You know, we just got to figure it out, work on it, and be consistent with it. Definitely.
Now, you said quite a few things that we need to unpack.
Right.
You said quite a few things we need to unpack. I'm going to see if I can remember all of them. But the rest of it is the importance of communication, especially when it comes to a parent and a child. You know, you mentioned something about we hear, but we're not listening. You also mentioned effective communication, and we're going to get into that effectiveness. But, one of the questions I asked, the original question was, how important is it? And when it comes to our kids and communicating, it starts with, it starts with us as parents first. What do you think as parents we need to do to be, I'm stepping ahead again because I want, I got to let it be me. What do you feel as parents we need to do when you said effective communication and one of them you said, we're listening, sometimes people are just listening just so they can say what they need to say, they're not hearing. So I want to chime in on that, especially when it comes to parents and then us as children.
Correct. So what parents, parents got a difficult task. You know what I'm saying? So the thing with that is you have to build a rapport with your son or daughter. You know what I'm saying? You have to build a rapport that's outside the box. Because we just go into the soul routine, clean your room, wash the dishes, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? we take them out here and there. But who's saying to that child, I love you? Or give him a hug. You know what I mean? Or say, I'm very, very proud of you, praising them. You know what I mean? So rapport is definitely key to building that communication, effectiveness, healthy communication. And it has to be consistent. That's why I always go back to that word consistent, because we can do it for a good month, then a second, third, 3-5 months later, we back off the horse again. You know what I mean? So it's always got to be consistent. For parents, we just got to learn yourself also for the kid as well. A lot of times, parents assume that their kid is this. They think that they're doing that. They know they're doing it. You know what I mean? It's more of like learning your child to understand that person's movement. You know what I'm saying? Or what he does and what he's all about. Also, you want that rapport to be strong so that person or the daughter or the son could come back and talk about anything that's bothering them or put them in place. You know what I mean? So it's always to a point where you have to realize that when a parent is actually trying to get involved with their kids, it shouldn't be just a point finger thing. You know what I mean? A point finger thing comes when you told that the daughter or the son 1,000 times. You know what I mean? Now I told you, this is the fifth time I told you, now I got to do consequences. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of the situations where you got to realize, like, these parents, they work, they got a lot of stuff going on, got to cancel home bills, we got to do this. It's a lot. We work 3-4 jobs, so it's a lot of work that they're doing. They don't put the 100% into their kids, you know what I'm saying? And the kids need it, you know what I'm saying? They're not actually saying it to you, but they need it, you know what I'm saying? But building that rapport, taking them out, doing things with them, walking the talk, watching a movie with them, going over certain stuff, talk about the Instagram, talk about the Facebook, what it does and what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Will help a lot of these parents help build a rapport with their kids. That's another.
You're in that professional. You do coaching. You're actually, I believe, you're certified in your specialty in what you do.
I am. Yes.
What are some of the things that you have encountered, like examples that you may give to us, or what you've encountered as far as poor communication with kids or with between a parent and a child?
It's a lot. So with kids and parents, well, kids, you know, they want something, you know what I'm saying, or they need something, but they don't know how to talk it. They don't know how to express it. They don't know how to build on it. So a lot of times these kids with poor communications will be angry, be upset, will show you signs. And that's another thing, too, like, you know, parents have to pay attention to a lot of signs. They'll show you signs that they need something, they want something, but they don't know how to say it because they feel like they get a backlash or they feel like they get a no, you know what I'm saying, or a conversation where it's like, well, if you do this, you don't get that. There's a lot of things mm-hmm. that could be put into place that we can work on it together. We can collaborate. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got to be pointing fingers at nobody, but it's all about collaborating and learning that their kid or daughter or son is trying to build a communication with you. Poor communication is like no eye contact. They're not really talking to you. They go in the room, slam the door. They're in the room all day long. You know what I mean? We at the dinner table. They're on the phone at the dinner table. You know, I've seen a lot of restaurants when I go to different places, and I see families. Everybody's on their phone. Everybody's eating on their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's to a point when I go out, my son is always like, hey, you know what? You'll put the phone down. I'm putting the phone down. Let's talk. Let's chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about whatever we need to talk about. Get out there. And I'll throw some questions out there to him. You know what I'm saying? He'll throw some questions out for me. And then we'll build a rapport. You know what I'm saying? After we've
so
done everything, then we go back to our phones.
I'm
sorry?
What kind of questions do you throw out?
So when I talk to my son, I have two sons. So when I talk to my sons, I go out there like, so how's the day going? You know what I'm saying? How's the day? Was anything that made you feel some type of way today? What made you feel good today? You know what I'm saying? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like I'm pushing you too much? Do you feel like I'm not pushing you too much? Do you feel like anything about me that makes you feel some type of way? Anything about me that you feel good about? You know what I'm saying? It's always like a question of what, you know, opened up doors for them, you know what I'm saying? And they would talk back. Hey, Dad, I like when you do this. Hey, Dad, I like when you do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you say this, you do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a communication barrier where we have to understand us as we delivering questions and questions coming back, but also taking ownership of what you're doing, what you don't do. You know what I'm saying? We always big on this, well, I'm the dad. I don't care what you say. You got to do it. No, that's not how we do it.
Do as I do, as I say, and not as I do.
Exactly. That's not how we do it. That's how you build a rapport. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you know what?
Right.
I could do it a little differently this time. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you want me to do it? Okay, let's do it this way. How about we do it that way? Just like I said before in the beginning, it's always a way to get out that situation. You know what I'm saying? It's always a way. You just got to figure it out. And you will.
Awesome. You said you every time you say something you impact something else. And you impact something else. I love it,
yeah.
As parents, you know, sometimes we get set in our own ways, and I'll be the first one to say I actually had my son tell me, Mom, you're raising me the way your mom you train me in the way your mom treated you, and that's not
right.
Fair.
Right. And that's you take
that.
Right, and that's real, and that's usually what happens. And I'm glad he said something. A lot don't. Like they hold it in and just wait till the last minute, and then boom, it'll blow up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad he said something, and for you to adjust to that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? You're right. Let me change this up a little bit. Let me move over here. Let me move this block over here, and move that block over there, and work this. That's a lot of times. A lot of parents don't understand. Like, we all tired. We burn bridges on both sides. You know what I'm saying? So we hit that midnight oil all day long. But it's always trying to put things in perspective. Like, you know what? Let me step back a little bit. Let me make sure my child is okay. Make sure he's doing what he got to do. Make sure he understands he needs me. He can call and text me or come over or whatever things may be. I want that wavelength that he can contact me and work with me the best way he can. Definitely.
I tell you, I have to ask, you've been doing this for how long?
Oh, man, over 30 years. Over 30 years.
What do you love most about what you do with it?
The engagement. the engagement, to talk and to really learn that person. That person learns me. We feed off each other. You know what I mean? I like that the spirit is strong and focused, and they're willing to learn, willing to understand it, be better. You know what I mean? And I love to help that and support that. And don't get it twisted. Every once in a while, I feed something off of them. You know what I'm saying? I learn something new off of them. It's not me just giving them all the tickets. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning off of them too as well. So it's like things. It's like I'm teaching, but also I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, situations happen. I understand that situation. I've seen that before. I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? I know how to handle it. You know what I mean? And then vice versa. So engaging is definitely key. I love to engage. I love to talk. I love to build. I love to encourage, motivate. You know, like, so I want everybody to be inspirational, what they do and how to do it, how to embrace it, and how to go forward with it, and work, and let's work.
Interesting. I had something that came across the ground about it because I can't remember it. I can't remember it.
That's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. It'll come back. I promise you, it will come back. It will come back. I mean, this is very passionate for me because I have a child after 17 years. So there's 17 years between my two children.
Right.
And I just know that, you know, what I did for one, you can't do for the other. But I found out that I was actually doing the same thing where my son told me, Mom, you can't raise us like your mother raised you. And it just caught me off guard because, you know, I'm not going to say it was the most functional way, but, you know, you see it in your kids. And, you know, every day I see me in my children. I do.
Right.
I see some of my personalities. I've seen some of the ways I've backed off. I've seen some of the ways that, but then I also see some of the ways that how my lack of effective communication has cost me. And it's a work in progress for me. And it still is. It's still a work in progress for me. But what, when I asked you that question of some of the things that you see, actually I have an educator who's on the line now, so this is kind of interesting. Falcon Pride is in house. But I want to know, you know, what are some of the things that you see as far as kids? Like you said, mentioned about the kids being withdrawal. They slam doors. They do this. They want to do this. But as parents, you know, what are your suggestions for that? Because I've experienced that. You know something's wrong, but you just don't know how to get to it. And you're so compassionate. You're so passionate that it comes off the wrong way. So any suggestions?
Right.
On that, you know, well, you know, what could, you know, society causes it, I'm sure. But any, I just want you to chime in on that real quick.
Right. So definitely. So this, what it comes back to the rapport, you know what I mean? It goes back to the rapport to learning coping skills, learning social skills, learning all these type of tools they can use. So when they get to the point when they get upset and get angry, they know what to do and you know what to do. As a parent, you have to figure out what triggers that they have and what they're all about. That's what comes back to the poor against, and also learning that person or that child has something that will trigger that person, will trigger that child, daughter or son. So it's to a point where there are going to be some days where they're going to come home pissed off, mad, slam the doors, the whole 9 yards. I would just tell them, hey, you know, I know you have a bad day. I know you need a vent. But I'm right here if you need to talk. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know, they want the attention as well, too. You know what I'm saying? They slam the doors, they come in and they're screaming and yelling because they want the attention. They want to let somebody know, hey, I'm angry and I'm upset today. You know what I mean? To eliminate a little bit of that is from that rapport, you know what I'm saying, of role-playing to a point. You know what I'm saying? Hey, there's going to be some days you're going to come pissed off and mad and get angry and slam the doors and yelling. What would you do? How would you handle that the next time that happens again? You know what I'm saying? And again, like, that takes place not when you're angry. It takes place when you're both on a good, even plane. You know what I mean? And we're just having a good conversation. We're just talking about a couple of things and putting things in place. So when a person realizes, wow, you know, we just talked about this, about me slamming doors and laughing, I'm not going to do that again. You know what I'm saying? And again, I go back to that consistency. That takes time. You know what I mean? So the biggest thing a parent should do is always build that rapport and build that relationship when that person is angry or gets triggered or upset or feels some type of way. So when it comes, it's already addressed. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this. Remember last time we talked? I said, you know, what would we do? We use some coping skills. Practice those coping skills. Practice your social skills. Hey, I'm upset and angry because of this. I couldn't tell you how many kids shut down when they come home or they got into a situation, even with you, even with parents, you know what I'm saying? Even with a parent situation, they shut it down. Instead of teaching them, hey, if you're upset and angry, let me know why you're angry. Let me know why you're upset so we can talk. Tone of voice, eye contact, you know, body language. That's all very, very, very important. You know what I'm saying? And this teaches them how to teach their kids when they get older. You know what I'm saying? Things are going to happen. Situations are going to happen. It's like I said before, we can get out of that situation. We just got to get ahead of the game before it starts. You know what I'm saying? The best way to look at it is just try to do a role play, talk about scenarios that might just happen, how to handle it, situations, you know what I'm saying, and put that in the front so everybody understands, like, all right, you know what, remember we talked about this? Remember that stuff's going to happen? You know what I'm saying? How do we handle that? Remember the coping skills we tried? Remember the coping skills we practiced? You know what I'm saying? Remember the social skills we practice. Tell you the reason why you're upset. Tell you the reason why you feel like, hey, everybody's against you. Why? Give me some details. You know what I'm saying? We got to get really into that meat and potatoes about what that person is really feeling. And for yourself, too, as a parent, because you wouldn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times it's all about setting it up before it happens. You know what I'm saying? Setting that pace up before it happens. Setting that relationship, that rapport before it happens, and then put it into play, put it all in play. We did this. Remember we talked about that. Let's do it. Remember that breathing we did together? Let's breathe. Let's breathe. Let's walk. Let's walk. Let's walk and talk. And sometimes just to walk and talk, you ain't got to talk. Just walk. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of things you have to know about your child to make things work. But to prevent a lot of that slamming doors and screaming and yelling is really all about rapport. It's really all about going through the process of teaching them, all right, that's going to happen. Before it happens, let's do this. Let's talk about that. And how to deal with that when that goes off. You know what I mean? So they're aware, like, you know what? Me and Mom talked about that. So I'm not going to come home and start slamming doors because I know she knows and I know we talked about when you come home and slam doors. You know? And then we build. And we build from there.
I want to go on, and I know this is something that I had to do and still doing, is that I came off with the stern hand. Now, I'm talking like the stern, like I went in that shutdown mode where I'll go back to when I was a kid. You know, I was told what to think, how to think, and, you know, as kids, and, you know, incorporating that with my children and now realizing that's not the way to go. So now I'm revamping, restructuring, just doing whatever. Now,
Definitely.
I want to talk about it because you have parents out there who's just, you know, they're that type. And fortunately for me, I was able to see it. You know, my kids will open up to tell me about it. But I want to talk about those parents that are struggling with that. Any suggestions you have with them, you know, whether the stern hand could be spanking, the stern hand could be, look, we're going to go and shut down because, you know, and they came from me. You were told, you know, the adults are always right and kids are not right. And, you know, so any suggestions that you would give to someone who may be going through that?
Yes, definitely. So there's always programs. There's always training for that. It's always learning how to adapt, how to talk, communication, you know, nonverbal. There's always somewhere you can go to learn that type of skill to help you with your daughter or son. A lot of times we're set in our ways. We are. So we have to find someone or training, anything that can help you get out those ways. You know what I mean? But you got to recognize the ways. That's the problem. A lot of people don't recognize the ways of what this can happen or what that can happen or what you're portraying to that person or to that young adult. A lot of times we don't realize that the situations that come up, we ain't doing that. But we definitely doing that. You know that? And it's definitely your tone of your voice, your eye contact, your way of learning how to accept what's going on and learn how to deviate or change it or turn the dial of it here and there. You know what I mean? And it's very difficult to do, but it's possible you can do it. For a lot of parents that are set in their ways, they have to figure out a way to learn how to open up themselves, you know what I'm saying, to help, to receive help, to get the training, to get the know-how to help, to talk to their kids, how to build rapport, how to build effective communication. You know, a lot of times we in the 40s and 50s and 60s. When we get to that age, we already set in our ways already. But obviously, mm-hmm. it's not working for the family. You know what I'm saying? The bigger thing is take ownership. Take ownership of yourself and say, you know what? I want to try to get some help. I want to try to get some training. I want to try to learn this type of thing. There's classes everywhere. Or you can go on YouTube and get a class, you know, of learning mm-hmm. how to effectively talk to your son or your daughter and to get yourself to be not as been taught from back in the day to now, to be teaching your son or daughter to this day. So it's a lot mm-hmm. of stuff you can do. But the first thing I think is taking ownership.
Yeah. Yeah, and what would you say, how does pride fit into that when it comes to parents?
Mm-hmm. So with pride is dangerous.
Pride
is dangerous. Pride is dangerous only because it's like, right, it is. Pride is dangerous because you can have pride, but it has to be a certain type of pride. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Pride is dangerous because it's stubborn. You know what I'm saying? This is me. This is all about, this is what I'm all doing. This is it. I'm game over. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And it can get to a point where it could be a tug of war or a power struggle. You know what I mean? So it's like you gotta get to the point where you say to yourself, all right, you know, I got my pride, I got my ego, I gotta learn how to deviate from that. I gotta be open with this. I gotta have an open relationship with this. You know what I'm saying? So I can get effective communication, I can get effective structure, effective learning, effective teaching. So pride is very, very, very dangerous if you know how to deviate from it. You know what I'm saying? How to move to the side. You know what I'm saying? But we want to be prideful for a lot of things we do. We definitely want to be prideful, but we want to be everything about pride. You know what I'm saying? We want everything to be about pride because a lot of times when people will say, well, this is where I grew up. This is how it's going to happen. This is what's up. This is it. You know what I'm saying? That's not the way you do it, especially our young kids now, 2023 and up. You know what I'm saying? Our new generation kids are different. They're moving different. You know what I'm saying? Our new parents are moving different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of learning how to build that pride and what is effective pride to use and not to use. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of work.
Wow. Now I'm gonna break for a second. Like for those who are just tuning in, you're tuning into Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. I have a special guest tonight, Mr. Robert Green, and we're talking about how simple communication is key when it comes to the relationship between a parent and a child or adults and children. And we were just talking about, you know, just simple, and it's really simple, to be honest with you, our factors that we can use to be more effective when communicating mm-hmm. with our children, because let's face mm-hmm. it, you know, everything starts at home first. Everything starts at home first. And
definitely.
As parents, sometimes we have to do a self-check as parents. I know I have
definitely.
To do it. I still do it. I'm a work in progress. You know, we're always self-checking. And what may
definitely.
Have worked with us, which let's think about it, some things ain't work with us. Because we were rebellious at times too. It ain't work for us, so it sure ain't going to work for the kids.
True.
But don't you
definitely
find yourself,
true.
Though? Hey, Miss Carolyn and Karen and Ed, you find yourself training yourself in the same way that we were trained as kids and realize
right.
this is not working. I know
mm-hmm.
for me, I had to realize this is not working. This is not working, but I did have to check myself. And that was a hard thing to me because a lot of stuff when we come to rearing our kids come from what we experienced as a child. And if you're not careful, it'll be that generational pattern that happens. And I was just
right.
determined I want to break that pattern. I do not want that to go there. And so people sometimes don't understand. I don't really care if you understand or not. My thing is, what does God have to say about it? And making sure, because I'm raising future kings. And that's going to be a reflection on me, on what I do or what I choose not to do. And so that accountability really comes into play with me. And I had to put down my pride. I had to realize that there was some battles. I had to pick and choose my battles. Because let's face it, I'm the only hormonal person here. I got nothing but testosterone around me. So my oldest one is in California. But, you know, we still have our relationship, and my youngest one is here. But, and he has his own personality, you know, and it's one of those things where I had to fall back and realize, you know, it's not about that stern hand. It's about everyone has a voice, and mine was taken away as a child, and I realized I was doing that with my son. And once I realized that, that's when change happened for me, because let's face it, we are raising our future kings and queens, and we do not want to put them in this world unprotected and without knowledge, because knowledge is power. And so it took a while for me. I'll be the first one to admit it. But now that I'm doing it and I recognize it, it's awesome. And I can just say from what you said, you know, that when you start taking ownership as parents, and then also holding our kids accountable, you know, and I'm going to that's going to be my next question. The accountability part of parents to child, how important is that?
Very, very important. Very, very important, because it's to a point that we think we know everything. We think we know everything. We think we could do everything. And it's not. We don't know everything, and we can't do everything. So taking ownership, no one here is Superman, you know what I'm saying, or Wonder Woman. We can't do everything and do everything how it is. But taking ownership tells you that you want to learn to get better. You want to learn to get stronger. You want to learn how to be a healthy communication with that person. You know, and a lot of times we are stuck in a way where it's like, hey, we've been brought up this way. This is what we're doing. This is how we're going. I don't know how to take ownership. This is what I've been taught. This is what I'm going to use it. But as you can see, and we all see it, doesn't work. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to adjust, we have to move, we have to change things around to make it work. You know what I mean? So the last thing you want is you and your son or daughter have power struggles all day, every day. But if you take ownership, you learn more about yourself. If you learn more about yourself, you can teach better. You can listen better. You can communicate better. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff goes in one wavelength if you know how to do it. And a lot of people don't know how to take it. Ownership as well, too. They'll take ownership for this, but not for that. I'll take ownership for that, but not for this. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you said child or both?
I'm sorry?
I said, is that on the side of a parent or child or both?
Both. Both.
Gotcha.
Definitely both. Because a lot of kids or children don't know how to take ownership as well, too. They know they did wrong. They know they did this. They know they did that. But take ownership. Excuses or putting things in place like, no, if you didn't do this, I didn't do that. No, you knew what you was doing. Take ownership. Parents or children. You know?
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we are really big on. Well, I'm a parent. I can make mistakes. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's taking ownership of it, making a mistake? Who's saying to that child, or the child saying to you, to the parent, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I'm taking ownership. Can we just work on it? Can we start all over and work it again? You know what I'm saying? And that's the part we're missing. We're missing of them saying sorry or saying sorry back, parents saying sorry to their kids, and start all over and do it better and work on it.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't mean.
And praising. Also praising. Great job today. Very proud of you. Doing this, doing that. Vice versa. Parents need to hear it too. Parents need to hear that too. Not just give it to the child. The child needs to give it to back, receive it back as well and deliver. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get that When you get that, oh, I did a great job today, and he approved for it. Now let's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's both ways. Both ways.
I like the idea of the praising.
Mm-hmm.
I was a yeller. I'll be the first one. I was a yeller. And I learned when my son told me, Mom, when you yell at me, it makes me, hey, Miss June and Angel, how you doing? California's in the house, and so is South Carolina. but when he said to me about the effects of yelling when I was yelling to him, I want you to
right.
chime on that because a very, very important part I've learned when you are yelling at our kids, you know, how it makes them feel.
Right.
In the act.
Yeah. And vice versa. I mean, I know for a fact when a parent yells at a kid, they feel bad about it. They feel bad
yeah.
about me screaming and yelling. You made me scream and yell at you. I don't really want to do that. It makes you feel some type of way. But a kid receiving yelling and screaming is like a down for them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, to a point where it's like, I did something wrong. I know I did something wrong. So I'm getting screamed and yelled about it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying to them, okay, you did something wrong. We're going to try to do it better. What would you do differently than from that, from me screaming and yelling at you? And we all do it. We all scream. I'm a father. I scream and yell too. You know what I'm saying? But then I have to think about it. Like, wait a minute. If I'm really getting a message to him when I'm screaming and yelling at him, you know what I'm saying? Am I really getting to him or making him feel some type of way that he won't do it again because I'm screaming and yelling at him? You're not. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get to a point where he's going to start self-esteem start falling apart. You know what I'm saying? His self-awareness
mm-hmm.
starts falling apart. His
mm-hmm.
structure to be a man or a woman starts falling apart. You know what I'm saying? Because it
mm-hmm.
doesn't get nothing right because then we get screamed and yelled at. You know what I'm saying? You get
mm-hmm.
screamed and yelled at a lot. You feel like, you know what? It's not, my social skills is over with. You know what I'm saying? Because I know if I say something or I do something, boom, I'm getting screamed and yelled at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have
so
to have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't last part. I'm sorry.
So I was like, it's like, dang if you do and dang if you don't. So let me
correct.
Just be quiet.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. There's ways of consequences without yelling and screaming. You know, and I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying that you can't do it all the time because we all do it. We all slip up. We scream and yell because we upset. We got angry. We got a lot of things going on. Back. We got to pay this bill. We got to pay this mortgage. Whatever the case may be. We all going to do it. But it's not going to work if you're continuously screaming and yelling at your child. You know what I mean? When he knows at that
mm-hmm.
time with, of 13, 14, 15, 16, they're trying to build structure. They're trying to build a life for themselves. They're trying to build something. But, you know, us screaming and yelling at them, it's going to damage them. It's definitely going to damage
mm-hmm.
them. And they're going to know how to live out in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because they will never have a voice. They'll feel like, well,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say nothing because my mom and daddy will scream and yell at me, so I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that they can achieve and open up so many doors for them, you know what I'm saying, if they have a voice
mm-hmm.
and if they have structure of what they can do and how they can do things without being screaming and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people cave
mm-hmm.
in. A lot of kids cave in because it's like, well, I'm used to getting screaming and yelling, so I ain't going to do nothing. I'm just going to stay here all day. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And not do anything. But no, it's
and
but there's something. Always effective ways.
Right, exactly. Well, the time is winding down, so and I knew that it would. But
okay.
I would like to. What are some nuggets of wisdom that you could pass on to share with parents as far as communicating with their child?
Yeah, so definitely. Yeah. Definitely going to stay prayed up. We're definitely going to stay prayed up, definitely. Just building different change the ways you move. You know what I'm saying? Change the way you talk. Change the ways your nonverbal is. Just change your ways because they're used to a certain way that you're doing things. So to disrupt that, pull that to another level, change the ways you do things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you went to the movies a lot. What about going to a park? You know what I'm saying? How about going fishing? You know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of times parents and families, they all work and they sit in a certain way. Break that ways up. Something different. Find something to talk about. You know, engage in some type of talk or communication. More praising, more hugging, more I love you. You know what I mean? More of putting yourself in position to say, you know what? I want to try to work on something with him in me or your child in me. A lot of times we don't realize, like, the damage we're doing to the kids because we don't say I love you or give a hug or I care about you. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, if you need me, I'm always here. You know what I'm saying? Those are very key things we need for our generation now, for their future. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times they probably take those signs that you left and right. You don't even pick it up. You know what I'm saying? But there's always a good time to say, you know what, hey, do you need anything? Can I help you with something? Is anything bothering you? If anything is bothering you, you know, just let me know, and we can work on it together. You know, those are key things. And also, that also builds a straight rapport. And keep that rapport consistent.
Keep that rapport consistent because
you want your child to come to you. You want your child to come to you and say, hey, mom, this is what happened today. Pop, 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 pop. Hey, dad, this is what happened today. Pop, 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 pop. You want that communication. You want that level. So you know what's going on with him, and you can see signs of everything that's going on. You know? And another thing, too, they're going to make mistakes. I promise you. They're going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? We got to teach them to make the right choice. You know what I'm saying? We got to teach them to understand, like, hey, if you do this, you know I'm going to get upset about that. So why would you do it? You know what I'm saying? So we got to make the right choice, and they got to put them in a place where they understand, like, hey, you know what? I got support no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do the right thing. And that's what we build, and that's what we bank on.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And that's those are nuggets right there. I ain't got nothing to say on that with the exception of everything. No, I'm serious. Everything you're saying is true because once I learn to do that, oh, Haven's Angel, she said they will definitely make mistakes, but we need to guide them. I love that.
Correct.
You don't need to chastise. Correct. We need to correct.
Right. This what goes back to what I said in the beginning, expect the unexpected. You know what I'm saying? Expect that they're going to make mistakes. Expect they're going to do something out of ordinary. Expect that. You know what I'm saying? Either the environment or people they hang out with or just themselves, Instagram, Facebook, whatever they on, TikTok, they're going to make mistakes. So for you as a parent, you expect that. But when it comes, you're not surprised. Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. No. Mm-mm. We know it's going to happen. We just prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it happens, I know how to deal with that situation when it comes. That's the key. That's the goal.
And one of the things I have to remind myself is, Tina, you forgot that you were once 11. Or, Tina, you forgot you was once a teenager.
Correct. Correct.
Actually, right. I'm like, let me fall back for it. Because, you know, sometimes we forget. Hey, cuz, how are you? Sometimes we forget that we were once kids.
We do.
Once out
we
there.
Do.
Outdoor, whatever. And these kids, they a whole new different level, but they're different than how we were because our generation is different.
That's correct.
We didn't have those advances that these kids have now. We didn't have that. So it's just, I've learned open-minded.
Right.
Open-minded is what
great.
I did. And I have to broaden, pick and choose my battles. I've learned when I choose my battles, youngest, that it works and it works effectively. And there are times when, you know, he just opens up and he's like, hey, mom, blah, 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 blah. And he starts talking to me. And I'm just like on the inside, like, yay! And then there's sometimes it's just like, okay, well, now I'm not feeling it. But then I start looking at myself, too. Am I yelling? Am I doing this? Because he's already told me how I made him feel when I yell at him. So now I got to check myself to a point where I'm like, you know what? If I'm elevating my voice, just say, hey, mom, you're elevating your voice, you know, or something, because I don't know how I am. Don't yell at me. I go in shutdown mode. I don't hear nothing you have to say. So I have to protect myself when I'm dealing with my son. Okay, all right, let me take a moment. And sometimes I've learned I had to listen. I may not like what you say, and I may not agree with what you say, but I want you to know I'm listening.
And that's the key. That's definitely key that you're listening and you're paying attention. You know what I'm saying? And you're acting on it. You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Yeah.
You know what they're saying? What's going on? You're going to act on it as well. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, you don't realize, like, you know, a child would say things they need. They say things they want. You know what I'm saying? And we're just not listening. We're not paying attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then they get madder and madder, and then you see what's going on in schools. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of kids are not getting listened to. You know what I'm saying? Or paying attention. You know what I'm saying? They just go routine. And then they act out when they don't get what they want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So once you put yourself in position to say, you know what? I need to start listening. I need to start watching. I need to start paying attention. I need to start acting on what I need to do. And then things will fall in place. Things will definitely fall in place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very proud of you, though. Very proud of you.
Oh, to God be the glory, and thank you for helping.
You're welcome.
You know, I saw how I was in school. So I know, you know, I'm very familiar with, you know, how teachers can, you know, can be real special. But I said to my son, you make sure you do what you're supposed to do. You play your role. You got to stay in your lane and your lane. I said, because when you come out of, you make the platform for me hard, you know. And I learned that when I listen to my son and hear him out, you know, and I do that coaching as well. You know, if you could have done anything different, how would you have done that? Or I'll start off with, you know, what is your role between you and your teacher? You know, and then what is my role? And if something goes on, whose responsibility is it if it's something that's done by the adult? And he breaks it down. He says, it's yours. I said, so your goal is to stay respectful at all times. If it's something beyond you, you need to take it to mom, and mom is ready. However, what I will say is make sure I do not go into this and get blindsided. So I need to know the truth as of what's going on. And I said, and when you tell me truth, I don't care what that truth is. I just need the truth. Because when I go into defense, I need to be on rock and not sand. Because when I come, I won't come with it. So I need to make sure you tell me everything you need. But what I found most effective is I end up having to have a meeting with all my son's teachers, everyone that had played a part in his life. And we had all had a conversation, and I made sure he was present. So everything got out on the table. And so he got a chance to see how he could have done better or, you know, made some other choices. And he got a chance to see me defend, because you're not going to set my child up for failure. You're not going to do that. Right. You know, I'm going to respect people, but I'm letting my son know, I got your back. As long as you tell me the truth or whatever, I'm going to defend you to the end. And so I'm one of those parents, that parent that will be up at the school. I am one of those parents. No, we need to have a meeting. Let's have a discussion. Let's see what we could collectively do. And I will tell you this as a parent. It is so important to get involved with our children. It is so important to know what's going on. We can't just believe everything. And I'm not saying the teachers are out there being malicious and stuff, but you got something that might. You know, but we have that all of us are on the same playing field. And I tell my teachers, I am that parent you're going to hear about every week or whatever, because I want to know. So when you come to me about a situation and you have not prepared me and let me know, then we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a little bit of a problem because you want to do something with my child, but you didn't tell me what was going on. So now we're now established. We don't have no misunderstanding. They understand who I'm dealing with. Now, Chase also knows that I am going to reach out to. So if you tell me something went down and you tell me what happened, the first thing I'm doing is email. I need to know what's going on. Or let's have a Zoom meeting. You know, I need to know what's going on. So my knows, okay, my mom was special. Let me just go on ahead and tell her what's what. And then we'll go. I know that's right. Angel said I went to sit in the class. Yes, I did that as well. I did. My oldest son was cut in school, and I just found out I was pregnant with children. And I couldn't put my hands on because he was a teenager. So we passed the signifier. I'm going to lay hands. So I couldn't do that because I was pregnant. So I ended up doing is I ended up going to the school where he least expected. And when he got into his homeroom class, guess who was in his homeroom class? It was Mama waiting. And I already had a conversation with all the teachers, so they knew I was going to stay. Hey, fam, how you doing? They knew I was staying the whole day, okay?
Right.
And the teacher was like, we have a guest in our class. Would you like to introduce yourself? And I went up in that class and introduced myself as my child's father, mother, and let them know I'm going to be here all day for the next few days. And I'm going to need y'all to be quiet because I'm doing my master's, so I don't need no extra stuff because I'm going to call your parents. And then we all of us will have a conversation. But it was
right.
Most effective. My son asked me, how long are you going to do it for? As long as you need me, son, because this is a 911. Mm-hmm. When a teacher calls me and tell me they school because they got contraband and stuff, then you need me. So I need to be here. I didn't play those games. I told my son, you do not want me to come to the school. I'm coming to the school without my wig on. I'm going to come with my purple and white thing, and I'm going to come ashy. And I'm going to do it on purpose because, you know, to your
right.
school ever again. Anytime I tell him I'm coming to school, I say, you'll never know when I'm coming. I'm going to pop up
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere. And
right.
I tell the teacher
right.
that, just that, does he want me to come to school? Because I have no problem coming to school. And that's how we check that. Because I mean
mm-hmm.
when I say you're not going to be autistic, we are going to have this conversation because whether you like school or not, guess what? You still got 6 years. So you might as well
mm-hmm.
just change your mind. Because we,
right.
because you got to do it. We all have to do it. We all have to do
right.
it. So
we do.
I would thank you for out and spending some time with me because I know you're a very busy person. So I thank
mm-hmm.
you for taking the time. So if people want to get
welcome.
In contact with you about your service and how they can reach you.
Yeah, so it's number is 631-553-7131. Emails mentorwellnessresources@gmail.com.
And I'm actually going to put that in the chat in a few minutes
definitely.
Before this ends. But you just said no, your number was 621 or 631?
I'm sorry, 631. 631.
Okay.
553-7131.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it. And we have done another phenomenal episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I want to thank you, Rob, for taking the time out.
You're welcome.
I will see you again tomorrow morning as I give my Chronicles for Comfort moment. Y'all, it's about to get lit up, and that's all I'm going to say because y'all know I keep it real and direct. And I'm just looking because God is really just working some stuff out. And you all know I use myself as I'm a fishbowl, and I use myself first before anything. Let you know that you ain't the only one out there doing, you know, struggling. You ain't the only one. No, and you all know I don't mind putting it out. So I'm looking forward to it. I will see you tomorrow morning, again around 7:30-ish. But I will see you again tomorrow morning for another Chronicle for Comfort moment, and I will see you again next Sunday as I have another special guest coming on board, and it's just going to, I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited about what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you all for supporting me. Made number 2 Amazon bestseller, and my 3rd book is coming out, so I'm very, very excited, and I'm very grateful and humbled to have you all just ride this road with me. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate your support. I especially love who comes on the live, and I love those who come for the replay. So I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.